Amsterdam. I'm New York. Don't you never come in here empty-handed again. You gotta pay for the pleasure of my company.
Hello and welcome to another movie podcast, the show that doesn't review movies sometimes and instead does games for no good reason and brings in guests that have no idea why they're here.
Which is why I'm here, right?
Which is why you're here. I am Oscar, and with me today is...
Ralph.
And special guest star named...
Greg.
That's not your name.
Close enough.
Okay. Gregory, if you will. All right, so this is our first of the top best of list show we're doing. We're doing four this month. This is the first one. It's the first week of January, so this will be our first one. It will be a top five games of the year of 2016. The next ones for your consideration will be, I think the next week is best TV of the year, and then the best movies, and then we'll do our top 10 discoveries after that.
Right.
And the reason we're doing our top five games only is because we didn't play enough games. It's much harder to consume video games than it is to consume films or even TV shows, which are longer, but not as long.
Sure, if you were to play established, I guess a AAA game.
I mean, some games are really short.
But even then, games cost a lot more than
they cost more.
Movies.
They just take more time, and you have to be in the mood to play them, you know.
Sure.
Can't force a fucking...
Could if you really want to.
I mean, I don't force it.
Right, exactly.
There's no point in it. Like, a movie is, what, 3 hours tops? A game minimum is, like, 5 or 6.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the reason we do a top five. So that's what we'll be doing today. Feedback can always be reached to podmoviecast@gmail.com. Check out our website at otherpodcast.com for all information on past and future shows, dates and whatnot, and archive and all that jazz. It's good. Go there. Just go there now. Also, if we do have a donate thing going on. I know this is the month of January. I haven't decided what movie we're doing for the month of January. I don't think we're doing one for a bonus for the month.
Oh, for January? No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think...
No, there's not enough... No.
I think for the next show, I'll have one set. It's just too early right now. We're just doing... We're recording all this stuff in advance, so I haven't done all that meat and potatoes yet. But donations are always appreciated, of course. Not to say that they're not. Right, Greg? You donate to us all the time, right?
All the time.
You really got to stop doing that, actually. All your hard-earned money. I'm sorry.
What else am I going to spend it on?
Video games. How many did you play? 12? 13?
Around there.
Yeah, I did the same. So, with all that in mind and all that aside, let's get going on our top five video games of 2016. And this time around, we'll start with our special guest here. And we're going, obviously, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please don't start with your one. Please don't. All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
Did you have how did you pick them? Is it just like pure entertainment favoritism? Did you pick with games that you wanted to replay, replayability value? How did you go about making a list like this?
Well, I went strictly on what came out this year. Like, I discredited like remasters,
right,
stuff like that.
Okay, we didn't say the rules about that. There are some rules, caveats.
Yes and no. There's if you play the game before, you can't count it, right?
Okay.
That's fucking cheating as hell. Because then it'd just be like Kingdom Hearts every year, right?
Exactly.
You can't do that. But if you've never played the game before and it's been remastered, by all means.
Mm.
As long as it's new to you and it's come out
and new to a system that you're playing it on of the year.
So like, let's say.
Gravity Rush,
a good example is Shovel Knight. Shovel Knight came out for every console most last year, and I think this year it came out for like one other
PS4,
console,
right? PS Vita, I think. PS Vita.
Yeah, PS Vita or something like that. So technically, you could count it if you've never played it before, you know, even though it's an older game.
Sure.
But it's the same, or it's the same game, but it just never came out for the different console.
Right. Kind of like that. That's the biggest one.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying. Sorry.
Well, but yeah, like, it's basically... For me personally, I discredit like any remasters and stuff that's been previously released. But criteria wise, it's to me like what I had the most fun with and how long I enjoyed the experience would be.
No, I mean,
yeah, that's good.
Most likely, that's I think me too, honestly. So, without further ado, what's your number five?
My number five would be Pokemon Go.
Number five, huh?
Yes.
Nice.
Which, I mean, everyone jumped on the craze. It got people outside and walking, which video games normally don't do anything like that.
I legit lost some pounds, and I gained them back because it's winter now.
The only issue and the reason why it is so low is because the game is, like, so bare bones. And
I mean, it is now.
Well, I mean, after the, what, month or so that everyone's been all up on it, it just... There was nothing left to do.
Okay. But what are you to it? In Pokemon, like, world, are you the biggest Pokemon fan too, or?
I mean, I've been.
Or did you get into it because it was popular?
I've been on Pokemon since Gen 1, and, like, the whole idea of it, like, actually going around catching them was definitely something I was interested in.
No, I mean in the original stuff too. I'm saying when the show and the card game and all that. Were you all into that?
Yeah.
Okay. So was like a both. Was it nostalgia for you playing this game at first?
I would
I'm asking that for everybody who plays it.
I would say yeah. Like going back to Gen 1, like I kind of dipped off after what Gen. What are we, like six?
Oh, Jesus,
now?
I don't know. I stopped after the third,
I
and I don't remember most of the third.
I stopped around the third or fourth, and once they brought this out, it's like, oh, it's 151. I'm like, I actually know all these. I'm going to go back into this.
Right, yeah, right. Cool. That's your number five, Pokemon Go, which is an iOS game, or an Android iOS.
Yep.
I guess that's for the platform. All right, Raf, you're going to be next on this one. What's your number five?
Same thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
Well, it is the whole nostalgia factor, right? That was for me, at least. And going out and actually kind of just meeting groups and then actually meeting friends that I haven't seen in many years at parks.
Oh, my God, that happened. Yeah, that Pinsir Park.
Right, exactly. And you're just going out and you're talking about what your experiences were. Like, oh, I caught a Gengar over here and I did this and I did that. And it was a really cool thing. And then, or getting really nerdy and then finding out that this thing spawns at this exact time at this exact location.
Nerds.
Right, exactly. There's that also aspect of it. That was really cool. And, like, it went both ways. You had a lot of people. You had people from all aspects of gaming range, right? You even had people who were out there who didn't play the fucking game, but were out there because all of their friends were fucking playing the game and were trying to convince them, right? So, like, you should play this. So, I don't know. For me, it was a huge nostalgia factor. I've played just about every Pokemon except for, I guess, the latest couple. I just haven't really gotten into them. I kind of felt like just they become the same thing over and over again.
Right.
And I know this new one is supposed to do a lot of cool new things.
Well, the moon and the sun.
Sun and moon, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I do want to play it eventually. But I've been into Pokemon this whole time. I agree with Greg. The reason it is number five and not anything else or anything higher is for the fact that it just, after the month, what were you doing for me to make me do, you know, to keep me captivated, right? Because it felt like there's not much going on anymore, right? And there wasn't enough updates coming out. And I think the game's kind of having a resurgence for me now where there's enough to, like, hey, there's a seven-day streak, catch Pokemon. There's a lot of stuff, new stuff going on. They included some pre-evolutions.
And we talked about that when it first came out.
Right.
They're going to face all that stuff. It's going to be amazing. And
sure, but
stuff,
I think
they're doing
I just think it took them a little too long because they had way too many server issues in the beginning, and they had to fix a lot of those issues first.
Let's fix now.
Those were horrendous.
Sure, right, but there's it was a lot of issues to fix first. And obviously, I think it delayed a lot of their patches. And unfortunately, it became a lull for a little bit. And now it's back. Good for them.
Right.
You know, but other than that, still a great game. I still have fun, and I'm still playing it now, you know. But I did take a break from it.
No.
That's the difference, you know.
I hear you.
So, and I think that's my first iOS game I made ever.
Into a list?
I think so.
That made it a list.
No, maybe not. No, it's probably not. But
I don't think so, mine either. Her story? Did her story make it?
Now, like,
I don't know.
If you're anything like me, the decisions that they were making with the game... Okay, probably not. The decisions that they were making with the game, like, going forth, like, did that shun you away from it? Like, say, removing the tracker, and now they're speed capping everything and stuff like that, like...
No. Yes and no, because...
Yes and no. Yeah.
So, like, at first it did annoy me, but where it is now, I guess, and I've heard the explanation from the developers, what the game was supposed to be, and I guess it's just because from people, what people expect... it's like the No Man's Sky effect, should I say?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's...
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and people just thought, like, oh, well, you're supposed to be able to do this. But, like, it's an exploration game. It's not meant to count your paces. It's not meant to do certain things like that, you know? That's why the GPS was always so wonky. And you're 5K when you've done, like, 3,000K already, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're barely hatching a fucking egg.
It's a lot of Ks.
It is a lot of Ks. But I overall don't mind it anymore where I am now, at least. But I did at first. So I understand your frustration with it.
Welcome to the Pokemon Go reviewing podcast.
Exactly.
Right. I feel like there's a lot to say about it, and obviously we are, like I said, a movie podcast. It's the first time we delved into any kind of other mediums. It's the first time doing games in any form of review or whatnot in the show, at least this brand new show. In our old show, Rob, we used to do that every other week. But so it's, you know, we feel like we'll have a lot to say, but we're just putting it out. So we're just going to, you know, just a tough eye. But I would love to talk about Pokemon Go more because I think it's... more fascinating as a cultural thing for me. Anyway, so my number five is not Pokemon Go. My number five is a little game called Broforce.
Really?
Yes. Anyone played it?
I really like that game.
I love that game.
Okay.
My number five was the hardest one to pick, by the way, for this top five list, because obviously there's like other games that could have been that five slot, right?
Same for
it's
me.
Like so sure. many, like five games could have been in that five slot, honestly. So, and I was interchangeable on all of them, and I was like, what made me laugh the most? Well, not laugh the most, but just like be excited the most. I had more fun with it, and I think it was Broforce on the sheer value of like nostalgia with good action, I guess, what's it called, scroll playing? I'm not really good with gaming terms. What do you call it? The when you scroll?
Side-scroller.
Side-scroller, thank you. So Broforce, for those who don't know, it's a side-scroller game in the form of Contra and those kind of Mario, I guess.
Metal Slug.
Metals, yeah, there you go. In the form of those, and then you are a team of, like, America, you know. Team of America, like, team, you know, military force that takes out, like, I think there's like three different levels of bad guys. One is like straight up rebels, like militia, and then you fight devils and the devil, you know, the demons themselves and the devil himself at the end. And then there's another one that takes the aliens from Alien, from
of course
Ridley Scott's, and that becomes the other alien. And their acid does different. Like everything is different. It keeps you on your toes just enough to play a lot of it than you can imagine playing a little game like this. And you unlock new characters. Have a new characters based off pop culture history.
Yeah.
Like you'll be Chuck Norris, but you won't be Chuck Norris like that. You'll be Chuck Norris from a very popular. Like you'll be his Texas Walker Ranger, and you'll have another Chuck Norris where he is the Bruce Lee fighter type, and then you'll have Bruce Lee too, and you have Neo, and you have Ripley from Alien, and it just keeps evolving, and they all, you know, they change the names just enough to make it really funny, and I don't know, I got a lot of laughs out of it.
That's
so
good.
I really, really loved
I'm
it.
I'm glad you enjoyed this, because I thought it was very hokey.
Yeah, no, I bought into it.
Good.
And like, I love that old
America,
shit.
America, isn't like the emblem of the game this like giant metal eagle?
It's a metal eagle.
It's a metal eagle, yeah.
Yeah, and it screeches before it starts. That's great.
Of course it does.
Yeah, it's the most unashamed American thing I've ever done this year. And I kind of attribute that to Broforce. So that's my number five. We never say what's available, but Broforce is available on...
I think everything.
Everything, I think.
By this point, I'm pretty sure it's everything.
Yeah, so I got it on a PS4. Anyway, so that's number five. You're number four, Greg.
My number four is a PC title called Grim Dawn. It's...
Wow, I never heard of this one.
There was like no advertisement or anything. I just ended up finding it on Steam, and I'm like, this is interesting. It's in... like spirit of say Diablo 2 and stuff, like the same type of really dark atmosphere. You're like
first
running
person
around. No, like the third person overview. It's like a third person overhead.
Clearly, never played Diablo 2.
Clearly.
You're basically like running around collecting loot, powering up your guys. In the beginning, there's like five classes you choose from, and they all have like their own skill trees. And then when you hit level 10, you get to choose another one of those classes. So you're kind of like doing a hybrid tree of however you want to build your character. And there's just like a ton of customization to it. Like, I just had a lot of fun with the game. I ended up doing what I call the Pokemon Master Class, to where I basically took like a Necromancer and a Beast Tamer. And it was just, I stood in the back and had everyone run out and kill things for me. And if they died, I'll just pop another one up.
To the Professor Oak.
Yes.
Kind of. Oats or oak? Oak, right?
Oak.
Okay. Oak, yeah.
It's been a while.
As in tree.
Yeah, okay. Not as in honey bunches of something.
But, like, yeah. I know, Ralph, you played Diablo 3, and I think you played 2 as well, right?
Yeah,
I
played 1, 2, and 3.
Like, yeah. 3 I didn't like as much as 2, so playing Grim Dawn, like, it brought back a lot of that.
Well, I think that's what happened. 3 came out, and a lot of people didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And then everyone was like, well, I'm going to make my own... 2.5.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then all of these games popped out. Because, what was that other one? Path of Exile? Gigantic.
Path of Exile, yep.
You know, that's basically 2.1, or 2.2.
What was it? Right. Torchlight.
Well, what's the goal? Is there a story to it?
Yes. Like, in the beginning...
It's to kill Diablo. Only it's called El Diablo.
They're basically... Right off the bat, this town is pretty much hanging you because you're possessed.
Oh, okay.
So, like, right before you die, the spirit that possesses you just, like... leaves, because if you die,
what a
dies,
dick,
right? So,
smart, what are you talking about?
So, then, like, last minute,
being frugal with the bodies,
cuts like the town people like cut you down, and because the spirit was in you and left you, you have like these powers that could save them.
Oh, create, okay.
Like, well, they abuse you after they were about to kill you.
We were about to kill you, but hey, you want to save us now,
right? Exactly,
that's basically
so. We totally didn't kill you, hey, JK.
Sounds horrible,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
I mean, it's a good. Really dark game, though.
It sounds
it's
dark.
Really cool.
I want to play it. Is it only cool. PC?
Yes.
Ah, fuck you then. I don't have that. But
is
maybe
it Mac? Can you
if
play
it
on
ever
Mac?
Comes out,
maybe. Does Mac have Steam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You can probably play it on Mac.
Probably though. Not.
I like computer. 20%
of them. Yeah, that's funny. That's your number four. What's it called again?
Grim Dawn.
Grim Dawn. Make sure you send me about it. Text me at the top five.
Yep.
So I can put it in the show notes. Raf, what's your number four?
My number four is a game by Ubisoft called The Division. So anybody play it here?
No? I know of it. Do you really like
it? As well.
I love the story for this game. And there's The Division was it's a third person where you can you go into first? Only if you do certain things. So basically
like
the whole... Something like that, yeah. So you're this these badass like supposedly elite alpha force that are, but like sleeper agents kind of. You're like FBI trained, all this crazy stuff, but you're only supposed to be activated if a certain scenario happens in the world, right? Or you're sleeper agents in certain cities. So if a catastrophe happened, you're activated. And you're supposed to go help out.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about it.
And then know the story.
Yeah. So that's
so you could be like, I don't know, you could work at.
Yeah, you're an average Joe. You could be whatever.
Construction, and suddenly.
Construction, exactly. And then you get like.
Your training kicks in.
Exactly. You kick it. No, not your training kicks in, but you have that training. Yeah, more like you're right. Called upon for
right.
Service.
Yeah.
And what happens is like virus warfare comes out, or somebody releases a virus in New York. And it gets quarantined. Division agents go in to try to help out and, you know, whatever. And basically, the shit hit the fan. There's a whole, like, blocked-off zone that you can't even go into. And then there's the whole rest of the city that's getting affected. And you're the second wave that comes in to try to help out things. And they send, like, very few people. It's only, like, supposed to be, like, maybe, like, 8 people at most or something like that. That just goes to supposed to help out the city or help find the cure for the virus. And that's your job. That's the whole job is to find the cure and find out what happened. Like, what can you do to help the first wave of agents? And it's crazy. That's cool. That's the story. But there's supposed to be you can get a team of 4 going on. And that's the whole trick. So you can play with up to 4 friends or up to 3 friends, should I say, because you're the 4th. And then you kind of go around killing shit, you know. Looters and stuff like that gangs have emerged and stuff like that. So it's pretty crazy.
So it turns into
right,
the
and
Warriors.
You're trying to rebuild the city, but there's shit that there's obstacles in the way, aka people with a bunch of weapons, and then you have to go kill them.
Always known as.
Yes.
Okay. Right on. That's the Division.
L Division. Yes.
L Division.
Yeah, exactly. But it was really cool. I don't know. I liked having fun playing with friends, and then just the story. I just really liked overall what the story was. Did falter a little bit. New York isn't exactly to scale, or else you'd never fucking get around. But it was cool going around. Yes, this part of town is, or this next, you know.
I feel like all these things that we're doing for pop culture and destroying and making New York a target.
Sure.
It's going to make aliens in the real world, like.
In the real
universe. In the real universe, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we clearly should destroy New York, right, guys?
Right.
Yeah. No, let's go to Akron, Ohio, or whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's your number four, The Division. My number four is a little game that's not little at all, although a lot of people missed it. Not a lot of people talked about it as far as the people around me goes. It's Far Cry, the primal one. Far Cry Primal.
Far Cry Primal.
Yes. Anyone played it?
No. Nah.
I have not.
I have a shirt, though.
That's cheating. I don't even have a shirt. And
it
I played
was free.
The game. Okay. Well, I should say also, I didn't actually pass this game. I stopped playing it somewhere in the middle of summer when like other games and priorities took over suddenly. But doesn't mean I didn't put in 60 fucking hours already.
Jeez.
So like I figured I know the game pretty well.
You killed enough woolly mammoths?
Oh, I killed so many woolly mammoths. They're actually really fucking hard to kill.
Like a crap ton of crafting and everything.
Ton of that. So if anyone's played the Far Cry series before, this is the 5th one, I guess. Far Cry is this idea where you are dropped into a place for some weird political reasons. Like, usually some sort of Indonesian island or something. And you have to, like, take over the island slowly but surely and defeat the crazy dictator boss-level dude and all his men, right? That's essentially what it is.
Far Cry games used to suck, by the way. It used to be a pain in the dick, should I say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've only played 3.
Like, you'd pull out a map, an actual map. Like, you would unfold it, and then you'd have to look through shit. and you're like, I don't know how to read a map. Like, I'm just this
so
place.
The game is
like,
teaching you cartography. It sounds like a good
no,
skill.
It's not teaching you shit. It's like you better know what you're doing because we're not teaching
you. I remember
you
what Far Cry 2. You have like malaria or something,
yes.
And then
really?
Like, if you're not playing fast enough, you're just dying.
Right. It's
is it like that? What's that Jason Statham movie?
Crank.
Yeah.
Is it like Crank? You have to keep moving, or your heart stops. Is that what it is?
I don't. It's been forever ago.
Well, I've only like, played 3 and 4, yeah. And I really like them. I mean, they're fun games. They would never have cracked this list, but Primal I think does because for me, it's like it is the next level of the Far Cry series because it's the same deal, except that you are this loner tribesman who had this amazing tribe before it got eliminated or got taken down or dispersed, and you're looking your other tribe members and making a bigger one. You're making your own headquarters, and in the process of like trying to conquer this new land, and it's just prehistoric age, by the way, so it's saber-toothed tigers, it's woolly mammoths and
right.
all that shit.
I mentioned them all
and it is so unnaturally beautiful in its nature and its brutality of nature. Like nighttime really is fucked up. Don't go out night unless you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You have to earn certain skills like to pet and befriend a saber-tooth tiger, but you obviously start with like a fox.
You have to learn how to pet a saber-tooth tiger.
It's great. Well, you have to pet them and feed
them.
Don't
touch the teeth.
Don't touch the teeth.
Although, you don't know that right away.
I mean,
you want to.
I mean,
it's rule number 1, 2, and 3.
Do you have to learn common sense as well?
No, not in this game. Anyway, but you're like the chief hunter and you have to create, you know, establishments and all that. It's really, you have to create fire. You have to,
I would hope so.
But they don't invent fire. That'd be awesome.
No, that'd be stupid.
That'd be awesome. And you have to invent the wheel by the end of the game.
That'd be like Far Cry Primal Episode 0 or something. Like, way before everything.
Yeah,
Primal.
Yep. Primal. Yeah. The Prime Primal.
The Prime Primal, yeah.
Yeah. No. And you're fighting, obviously, the big... There's no big bad, per se. The big bad is just nature. It's like everything's fucked up, okay? And you have to suffer a lot.
There's woolly mammoths. Of course everything's
fucked up. And it's like...
Mountains, we got out of that.
The mountains alone to scale are really... Anyway, the whole point is that...
You mean there's no paths?
No. Well, yeah, you have to kind of... No, not really.
You have to carve out your own
That's
path.
Some fucked up shit.
Yeah,
this is why I don't climb mountains, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, this, no is why, this is why you don't, in real life, climb mountains.
Yeah, it's not that I'm obese or anything.
Too high.
There you go.
Really?
Yes.
Is the value too low?
Stupid.
Just stupid. Anyway, so I don't know. I really love the taste and the details of all the stuff back then. And there is some peyote taking stuff too, where you're having these crazy dreams, which I thought was nice. It was really good. I think you guys should play it, honestly. I know I'm not really selling it well. I'm just telling you what happens in the game.
Sure.
But I think all this adds to a genuine like movie version of what it was like a little bit. To possibly have lived back then.
What language are they speaking?
No, that's another thing. It's everything subtitled. Primal. They speak their own native language.
They speak subtitle.
They speak subtitle really well, actually.
Right.
Stupid.
Well, I'm just going to say, they're not talking in English, right?
They're not. No one talks in English.
That'd be a really letdown.
That's a genuine touch, too. That would have been done.
Fucking letdown.
I know, because then he's like, why is this guy Irish suddenly?
It's like watching a... Yeah, it's like watching a French movie, like, can we speak in English? I'm like, no! No, speak in French!
I know, I hate when movies do that.
From what
saying, you're
here,
practicing
like,
English.
People had basically a lot of people that I hear talking about the game had like the exact opposite opinion of you that like Primal wasn't as good as like 3 or 4.
I think fuck them because it was subtitled. I think that's the only reason. They're just too much of a little bitches to admit that that's the only reason they have to read the screen instead of fucking, you know, hearing it.
Like, geez, start watching some anime,
right? Or any other non-American film.
Or just put subtitles on shit.
Like I do, like we do.
That's
for everything.
What I do.
I really love that stuff. Actually, that was the first second I saw that. I'm like, oh, I hope the rest of the game is like this. And when it was, I'm like, yes, thank you. And it's really kind of badass, actually. And there's no crazy, stupid love story either about it. It's just you're there to make your tribe bigger. You're there to make mankind better, and you feel like you're the beginning of mankind. It's really cool.
Good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
I've hit you in the head now. You are my wife.
It's really cool. And it's like a lot of tons of little treasures, things, and extra side stuff that you can do that's fun for me, like artwork in the cave.
As a present, I will bring you a saber-tooth tiger.
So
awesome.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, like that.
You have to learn how to pet it on your own, though.
Start with this fox.
Ew. Stop talking. All right. That's my number 4. Shut up, everybody.
We're going to number 3s now.
Yes, we are. Greg?
My number 3 is a game called Digimon Cyber Sleuth.
Fucking knew this.
PS4.
Knew this game was going to make it on there.
Of course.
The fuck is called again? Say the whole thing?
Digimon Cyber Sleuth.
Okay. What's called Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth, right?
I don't think they brought over Story here. In Japan, it's called Story, but it's whatever. Shenanigans. But yeah, this one came out early in the year, and it was a really good time for it because me, I love RPGs, and there was like a huge drought for good RPGs.
There was.
Me, yeah. Greg, you, RPG, we should date.
Yes.
Like that? Okay.
Exactly. But like, yeah.
It was tired of replaying Kingdom Hearts and shit.
Like, just taking out the Digimon theme in general, it was like a really strong turn-based RPG, like systems-wise and everything. But like, yeah, throw Digimon in, you capture them, you like digivolve them, you revert them. It's basically the whole Pokemon thing.
So you don't
punish them?
You don't regular evolve them, you digivolve
yes.
them.
To destroy them, do you have to make them analog?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's
my
question.
I have a question. What kind of game do you think it falls, or what kind of RPG would you base it off? Like another, if you were to recommend, if you were to say, so that was weird. The gods have spoken.
Based off another RPG.
No one knows what we're talking about. The light just flickered.
That's fine. The gods have spoken.
Okay.
And that's
you can just say it out of context.
They understood.
Oh, fuck you.
That's difficult. Like,
well, like
I would definitely go.
Well, what do you
Jesus,
think?
Did you like this game or not?
No. I'm just saying, if you were to say, like, if you were to compare it to a different RPG game,
like I would compare it to more. Old school
Battletoads
is not
an RPG game.
Like old school turn-based RPGs, like it brought that whole like feel to it back. Okay. Where
at the Mario RPG,
you
the
had to, that... like kind of a little more than that. You had to, like exploit weaknesses, stuff like that, and like there's a good bit of
very Japanesey. Good.
There's like a good bit of strategy to it and everything, and then just
but you didn't feel like it was an added-on thing to the Digimon. It felt a good combination of, like...
No, it felt like they did a solid system, and then they incorporated Digimon.
Sure. I know you got the feeling, but what I'm saying is, like, it didn't feel tacked on. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, it didn't. No.
Okay, cool. The marriage was there.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And they're happy?
I mean...
What's the hours you put into this one?
Yeah.
In this one, geez, probably...
Half the year.
50 or 60 hours.
50 or 60, yeah, that's good. I mean, you loved it. Yeah. That means like, you gave it your all.
It has that, to me, it has that whole, like, Pokemon fever thing of gotta catch them all, except in this case, it's like, you gotta evolve, or digivolve them into, like, every single possible stages that they have.
Sure.
Do you know how ridiculous you sound? I know, I'm kidding. I know, it's fun. I mean, we're talking about Pokemon earlier. I bet the shit out of them.
Yeah, it's just like, the cool thing is, like, to digivolve, it'll tell you, like, oh, you need this much attack, this much defense, stuff like that. And you need to, like, train your guys to be able to, like, get to that point.
I have one question. Do you have to watch that horrible cutscene to digivolve everybody? Does it take, like, 3 minutes?
You can skip it.
Thank God. Okay.
Good.
Because, I mean, it's just not realistic.
Do they have the theme song a lot in that?
No, they do not, unfortunately.
Thank God. Because that would get old fast.
Unfortunately.
I mean, I liked it. I like it now. In my head, but if I play 60 hours with that fucking song anywhere in there,
right,
I would be pretty sick of it.
Yeah.
So that's your number three. What's it called again?
Digimon Cyber Sleuth.
Thank you. And what's available for?
PlayStation 4 and the Vita, I believe.
Okay, nice. Raph, your turn. What's your number three?
My number three is a game that came out, I think, just about for everything now. I think a game that came out for everything, though.
I know, but it's the way it sounded originally.
But it's not really a game. It's like an experience.
Great, a fucking cheat. A cheat.
No, I kid.
You can't put skydiving as your number three.
Firewatch.
Oh, Firewatch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you watch fires?
You're supposed to look out for fires. That's the whole
thing. I mean, I know how to do it with drunken teenagers in the lake now.
Right. So, yeah. Throw their boombox at them.
That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is interesting how it starts off.
No, you steal their boots.
I actually really like how the game starts off where... You're given these choices because these are the things that you're going to be, I guess, basing your life upon. So all the life choices, and it's just text, right? It's basically what happens is that you meet a girl at a bar, and then you're like, how do you meet her? It's one of two choices you choose, right? It's like, do you ask, like, what's your major, or
asshole or vagina.
Right,
like,
right, or just act drunkenly because you are drunk, right? And stuff like that, and you make choices along the whole thing, right? So it's interesting that story, and then that goes along with what you do over this summer that you spend in Colorado as a fire watcher because you're watching for fires, and then you're just supposed to say, "Hey, there's a fire." That's basically your job.
It's like it is a job that you take voluntarily, and it's
sure.
a job where
you get paid, but yeah,
but you're not like a ranger. You're there for the whole summer.
Yeah, no, you're not a ranger,
and you're there to live there and just to watch out for emergencies.
Rangers get hot cocoa. You don't.
That's right, motherfucker. You have to earn the hot cocoa.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's interesting. Anyway, I just found that interesting because if you're a person that needs or wants or is about solace and solitude,
sure.
this fucking job's for you, man.
Right. Or if you really want to read a Michael Sturgeon book.
Rambo should have done this in the beginning of First Blood instead of going to that town. He would have been perfect.
Yeah, actually, he would have.
This is a perfect job.
That is a perfect
job. That's a perfect job for Rambo.
Right, but then we wouldn't have had Rambo. So,
right, true.
There we go.
I mean, a different type of Rambo.
Rambo.
Very pussy ass
Rambo. All right. That being said, so what happens is like you spend this time, all you do is talk to this girl on the other side called Delilah.
Delilah.
Oh, my
God. Did you do the same? Oh, that
sucks. So you guys, through walkie-talkie, and then basically you have to go deal with certain things. Like she tells you, hey, go deal with these kids that are blowing up fireworks because that's a big no-no in a fucking forest when everything is dry, you know?
Throw boomboxes at them.
Well, yeah, exactly. So you get there, they're at a lake, and they're all like skinny. The two girls are skinny dipping, and they have a boombox.
But they're kind of fat,
like 80s or whatever.
So it's not skinny dipping.
Right. Sure. Fatty dipping. So regardless, you have to go deal with it, and you choose. There's like, it gives you a drop-down menu on how to talk to them. You could either be very aggressive and say, hey, get the fuck out of here, right? Or
something
you could
like
just
that.
Be like, hey, you guys mind getting the hell out of here?
Why do you sound like a dork?
Well, because it's a dorky explanation.
Where's my kicking sign?
Anyways, so so you get to make all these cool choices, but you find out later that there's like this mystery going on that you kind of stumble upon, and there's a guy who's kind of ransacking places or ransacking your place. And you find out, and he breaks one of your windows. It's interesting. And you're trying to look for him, but
he knocks you out at some point.
Right, he knocks you out at one point, and it just kind of takes place over, I think, 90 days.
More than 100, not rough.
Does it take over 100?
I think so.
Because I think it stopped.
Fine, maybe 90 something. But I thought
almost 100.
Those are big skips for me.
Yeah, there are big skips. Yeah. So, and it's interesting. It's just like this: you're living this life, and you're kind of like, and you kind of pour your heart out to this girl because she pours her heart out to you, and you're just like, I guess I should reply. And then you it's just an experience. There's no fighting. There's no shooting at anybody. There's no moment of, like, I have to barely live through things, which you think there might be, but there isn't. And it's just,
as a Gone Girl.
It's a good narrative.
Gone Girl. Gone Home.
Yeah.
Feel.
It's just a good narrative experience.
Not Gone Girl, guys.
Yeah, not Gone Girl. nothing like Gone Girl. And it's a cool narrative experience, and you get to choose how the ending will be. You find this disposable camera that you'll see at the very end of the credits. You get to take all the pictures that you saw.
Right.
It's really cool. You find out there was like a murder there. It's an awesome story, and I really want somebody else to play the game because maybe it's 4 hours if you're quick. No more than 6 though, I would say. But that's Firewatch. You should definitely play it if you haven't played it yet. I'm looking at you.
We have audience members who are trying to tell me something. Someone's going to say that, oh, he just said to go fuck my mother. I don't know why he would say that to me.
Why would he say that? That's such a dick.
I know. What an asshole.
God. Sure, go ahead.
So that's your number three?
Three.
Firewatch. Almost made my list. Did not make my list, even though I did dig that game. Broforce off. I apparently.
Right. Apparently Broforce was way.
Fuck the human experience.
Fuck
the human experience. Broforce.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now my number three. Oh, Jesus. Right. The hardest game of the year. It's Dark Souls 3 for me.
You did that shit on purpose.
What?
Dark Souls 3, number 3.
No.
There's no fucking way you did not do that on purpose.
That's
such a lie.
You say that to me every year.
That's such a lie. Because you did that last year. Dark Souls 2?
Was Dark Souls 2
No, it wasn't. It was my number 1.
Whatever.
And it was Bloodborne. So go fuck yourself.
Oh, because it was his number 1 in the first thing. That's why.
Well, yeah. Bloodborne's number 1.
Yeah, because you could spell 1 with Bloodborne.
Well, you could spell a lot of things.
Yeah, actually, you really could.
I'm saying, but you could spell 1, though.
You totally could. You could also spell Bloodborne.
My number 3 is Dark Souls 3. And let me tell you a story. You know that meme, I'm sure we all saw it, where every time you die, you do 10 push-ups, and 1 hour later, the meme is like you become a muscle man.
Sure.
I tried that for a while, and then what it did is make me play the game less because I didn't want to die anymore.
Well, they made a different meme, that you become Saitama from One Punch Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's that's funny. That's even funnier. But it's very referential. You have to really know that
right.
Anime. So, yeah, Dark Souls 3 is obviously a very hard, no map, you kind of have to figure it all yourself. A strange way to tell a story kind of game where it's like a hellscape. It's a hellscape. It's a gigantic world of torture and mayhem and unfairness.
They threw you in hell and you're like, figure out how to get out.
Right.
Basically.
Right. No, figure out how to take over. You're basically there to rekindle or destroy.
Oh, so it's Infinity Blade. Gotcha.
To destroy or rekindle the next age of the world. Do you want it to be good or do you want it to stay in hell? And you fight your way and you gain all the powers of the past people who have gained that access that you're trying to get. And that's the best way I can tell that story, by the way, the nicest way I can. And sure. You are the soldier of your own choosing, different types. Of course, you can be magician-based. You can be sword and shield type only. You can do a combination, jack-of-all-trades. You could be a thieving type or sneaker type. And you kind of tailor your way to your the way you play.
Or?
You could avoid every fighter you can. Not every fighter. You have to beat the boss no matter what. But like you can avoid as many fights as you want to. You don't have to fight everybody. It's all very open world.
Is there dragons in this game?
There are.
Of course.
All you need to know?
Yep, there are. There are several dragons. And you have to kill one as the main boss. And it's very difficult. And it was very satisfying when I beat it.
Can you impale the dragon?
Actually, you impaled his skull through him. That's how I beat him. So, yeah.
So, does this
that was like 40 hours later.
Force you to get killed in the beginning?
What do you mean?
Like, because the whole premise between, like, all the old Dark Souls is like, oh, I'm a living person going on and all of a sudden I'm dead. So that progresses the story that way.
Yeah. You have to go back to your dead body and get your shit back. For
example. Well, no, I mean, like, story-wise, but for example, like, I remember Demon Souls, you go against, like, this giant ogre thing that's supposed to kill you, but if you're good enough, you could actually kill it, because, like, that's the whole...
Oh, yeah, there's always something like that. Bloodborne had the same thing.
Yeah.
Where, that whole game, you're supposedly dead the whole time. Yeah. No, not the werewolf. It was a different one. It's complicated, but it's also very hard, because it's a few of those things, and it's hard to describe.
But, like, my favorite thing in Demon's Souls is you're supposed to die on this boss right in the beginning, because you have no idea what you're doing. If you kill him, the game's like, okay, go for, like, 10 steps. Here's a cutscene of this giant dragon punching you to death.
You with boxing gloves, too.
It's like,
you were not supposed to be good at this.
Like, you're going to die no matter what.
Right. Yeah. This game is very punishing, of course. You have to be very frugal with your powers, with your souls, / the currency of the game. Mm-hmm. You have to be very careful with the weapons you use because they can go to shit, too. You have to be very careful to how you fight your opponent because the next one will know how to... Like, it's just... It's a very hard game. And I can understand how it is not for everyone. It is the most infuriating type of game that can torture everybody. But I think the satisfaction of achieving those little goals in between, and obviously the final one, is worth it as much, if not more, than the frustration.
So the only cool thing
because the only cool thing
I know about this game is people dressing up as the enemy and then acting as the enemy and then people invading their world.
They do that too. If you're online, I've done that before.
We've seen many videos.
Yeah, so throughout the game, there are covenants you can pledge to. And once you pledge to one and you're playing online, you can suddenly be thrown into, like, you'll be playing regularly your own game and then you're like, oh, suddenly I'm in some other person's world. And guess what? They pledge against the covenant against you. So you have to go and find that guy somewhere in this long ass map and kill him.
Right.
Unless he don't kill you
first.
Well,
yeah, and assholes just dressed up as an enemy.
Yep.
And just sat there.
Just waiting.
I would do that too.
Running around.
There's a magical transformation thing. You can just dress up as a chandelier. And you just sit.
No, they just would, like, straight up kill where the enemy was and dress up as him.
Yep, you do that too.
Yeah.
That's a lot of devotion. I haven't done it that
well.
I
mean, literally, the videos were just fun.
I haven't done that, but you can have some fun with this game for sure.
Like,
so that's what
I definitely wanted to get into these types of games. I played a bunch
roguelike
of them.
Games. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, my first one was Bloodborne last year.
Sure.
And I loved it. And, like, oh my god, these guys have been making these games amazing for a long time, and I want to play them. So I got Dark Souls 3 the second it came out.
I don't know if I quite have the patience for it because I played.
Really? How about the 60 hours of Digimon?
Okay, let me
those
get
are
into
digital
what
monsters.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. These are, like, real monsters. That's a dragon, bitch.
There are dragons in Digimon.
Yeah, real ones, I mean. Not cartoony ones that I can beat like
some warp Digivolve.
I remember I played Bloodborne for a bunch. Like, I got to, the father dude that goes crazy that you have to kill?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, second or third boss.
Yeah.
And I was on him for, like, a good 2 hours. He was just pissing me off. I finally beat him. I'm just like, yes, I killed him. And then I never played the game again.
No, not for me. I kept going. But, I mean,
satisfaction ends it.
Yeah, like, that's your final boss.
Done for me.
That is your final boss. I get it. No, and a lot of people, it is that way.
Mind went,
this guy
took 2 hours.
I'll tell you this.
The next guy's going to take 4.
Right?
I'll tell you this. Dark Souls 3, I'm going to go back to it when I finish some other games I'm trying to backlog out of here. I still haven't beat the game yet, Dark Souls 3, okay? I did beat Bloodborne eventually. But I still haven't beat Dark Souls 3 because the last two bosses are insanely difficult. One guy is a gigantic knight with a dragon. So I have to fight both of them at once.
Is he on the dragon? Or
yeah,
is he
is.
The dragon?
He rides the dragon, and then you beat the dragon, and then you have to fight him separately, but with the same health that you had before. It's terrible. Anyway, But even with that, I'm still going to go back and play it eventually. It's a long game. It's a game that lasts your lifetime.
It definitely requires patience.
It does require. But I think I have it for the game, as opposed to other games. So that's Dark Souls 3. That's my number 3. Let's go on to my number 2's home stretch here.
My number Greg? 2, which I guess probably will surprise some because it's not my number 1, but Final Fantasy 15.
I haven't played a single one of these.
I mean, you're missing out.
Not really. You're missing out on Dark Souls 3.
You mean the car that you can only drive on the road?
Wait, what?
Okay, there are definitely issues with it, which is why it's not my number 1.
Every game has issues, but sure.
What car? There's a car in this?
Yes, there's a car in this.
I thought it was just swords and bow people.
Yeah,
and cars.
And a boy band.
And a boy band? What the
Japanese
fuck is this
boy
thing?
Band.
Yeah. J-pop.
Just say your thing already.
They rollerblade.
It's a great game. It drew me into the whole, what is it, like Fallout and Witcher, that sure. whole thing of where
fucking Witcher.
You have like a billion side quests to go to, and
so Witcher's all side quests.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Like,
this was Fallout.
15 did the same thing.
I haven't played that either.
Like, I never was a fan of, say, like Fallout or Skyrim because, like, the actual story is so nonchalant compared to, like, everything else you could do on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But Final Fantasy 15 did it in a way to where, like, story-wise, I might be, like, an hour and a half in the game, but I already spent, like, 35 hours just running around, like, doing everything else, talking to everyone, stuff like that. It's a great game, but, like...
But not great enough to take to the prom.
Exactly.
Got it.
Like, it definitely feels not quite finished.
Whatever person takes a game to a prom, just leave.
Someone took Melee.
Who?
Smash Brothers Melee. Someone did take it to prom.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not.
Wait, what?
Yes.
That's a joke.
Different topic.
You clearly punched that guy in the face.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a great game. It definitely suffers the whole, well, they've been working on it for 10 years. Why isn't it perfect? Like, mentality to it. But, like, I don't know.
At least perfect to you.
I love it a lot more. The things I love about the game, I love a lot more than things that I dislike about the game.
Hmm.
I would hope so. What's your number 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's number 2. What'd you play it on?
I played it on PS4, I believe.
What's it compared to the others?
What do you want to compare
How do you compare it to the other Final Fantasy? There's 14 others, right?
Is this one going to end for real?
It'll never end, apparently.
Final Fantasy never ends. I would put
It's a never-ending time of video games.
I would definitely put it above, like, the 13 series, but not as quite as high as, like, the PS1 era of, like, 7, 8, and 9.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know. Okay. I mean, for a lot of people who play these games, because I never played a single one.
Sure.
Roth, what's your number 2?
My number 2 is PS4 exclusive, which should make it obvious, Uncharted 4. Man, besides the game looking beautiful, because it's Naughty Dog and they fucking make beautiful looking games.
Quite, very cinematic.
I really like the story. I mean, there was obviously some issues with the story, not as much, but I just love the whole fact that he gets dragged back in. He has to do this one last hoorah, and it's not because he wants to, it's because he has to help his brother.
Lying-ass brother,
right. But the vistas, I mean, I don't take pictures in games. I don't need to. There's no fucking point.
I took
pictures in this game for no fucking reason.
I spent like 3 hours of the gameplay taking pictures.
It's my wallpaper on my computer. Like,
right.
Because it's the game looks beautiful. That's, yeah. And you want to take these vistas. But it just felt everything about how Uncharted feels. And you feel like when Uncharted 1 came out, it looked great. It's really rough now. But Uncharted 2, same thing. Great story. It looked even better. Same thing with 3. And this one's just... knock it out of the park. I wanted to make this my number 1 game of the year. I really did. The thing about this game that really affects it is the fact that I have to go against what feels like countless waves of enemies, and I'm mowing down people.
You killed a country.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I did. Like, and it just feels that way. Like, how many mercenaries?
Or at least like Texas or something.
What are they getting paid? First of all. And how many mercenaries? Who has as much money?
Think about it. They all had death insurance if they die in battle or in the
that insurance.
How
company,
much are they paying out?
That insurance company is broke.
Broke. They're broke.
They're
now.
Broke. There's no way. I just kill so many people. Like,
right.
And it just takes you out of the game. It takes you out of the experience because the actual story for it is so cool, and it's probably one of the best endings I've seen in a game. I really love the ending, the epilogue. It was done so well. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody who hasn't played it, if they're willing to play it. But it just, and it makes it a finale for this series that just makes you go like, that's what's up. Like, this is what I wanted. It's such a cherry on top. And I just really loved it. I really love the ending of this game and overall the whole story. But I just couldn't make it my number one because of the reason that I felt like every part, like you see it, it's a telegraph coming. Fuck, there's cover. That means I there's or like I found
the Mass Effect problem.
The Mass Effect problem. Yeah, there's cover. I'm gonna get in a fucking fight, and you're like, okay. And you thought like I took out five guys very quickly or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's not more than like 30 guys more show up, and you're like, motherfucker. And it's just annoying, you know. So that's Uncharted 4.
Oh, those exploding mummies at the end with the cake.
That was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Awesomely weird, but awesome.
A little annoying and impossible.
Sure.
Yeah, kind of awesome.
I love how the game just, like, completely trolls you. It's like, sweet, I'm going to play Uncharted 4. Nope, you're playing Crash Bandicoot.
Dude, that Crash Bandicoot part. By the way, Elena is an amazing person in that game because she's got max high score. So
yeah.
And they also put in a Crash Bandicoot moment in Uncharted 4 that you have to do.
Later on. Yeah.
I don't know.
Which means Naughty Dog is just making the same game over and over again.
Yeah.
Minus foxes.
You can move
is
the chair
fox?
Over.
What is a bandicoot? That's what it is.
Crash.
What the fuck is a bandicoot?
Who cares?
I care.
It's like a fox, but not. I don't know.
You're dead to me. That's your number two. My number two is a game that we've all mentioned before. It's our first, what do you call it? First repeat game that we mentioned, I guess?
Not really.
It's a term we use for
Pokemon
it. Anyway,
Go.
It's Pokemon Go, right? Yeah, okay. It's my number two.
Oh, okay.
Pokemon Go, awesome. I've been playing it since it came out. I haven't stopped. Some of the problems that you guys had with it, I think it's just a level of, like, I just wasn't impatient with it as much as you guys were. Like, I was patient enough to wait for the updates and wait for the cool stuff to come. And, there's been three events.
I live in the here and now.
There's been three events. Well, then you're going to get disappointed a lot. There's been three major events right now, the winter one right now with the Pikachus and the Santa hats and the ice Pokemon coming in and all that. I know. Whatever.
Sure.
Almost level 30. I am Valor. Fuck Jesus. You guys. And, I find it very...
Instinct.
Fuck you. Instincts are nowhere. They're dead to everyone. Because you guys don't play anymore. How about that? Think of it that way, huh? Bitch.
We're biding our time.
No, and I do think that a daily use of it is I'm not going to play hours of it every day. I literally just play on my way home and on my way to work.
Waiting for those Snorlax.
Really.
Still fucking haven't caught one.
Me either.
I will.
I mean, I caught one, but
that putting in that whole like streak thing really brought me back because like, oh shit, I need to like at least
right because
open
that's
it up
around
today.
The time they took out the driving while getting Pokestops thing. So it's a good mirror. It's a good reason to.
You should be paying attention while you're driving.
No, I don't blame him for that at all.
I
don't like it. But
I don't blame him for either. Yeah.
I don't like it, but it's fine.
It's like in the beginning, it tells you like, oh, please don't drive and play Pokemon Go.
There's
and
a Gyarados
like, oh,
there.
You're going too fast to be like actually playing. Oh, I'm a passenger. It's like, oh, well, even if you're a passenger, you can't do anything. Like how much limitations are you just like going to put on the same thing?
Because people know that they're lying.
Well, it's like
I'm always a passenger
like
while
I
drive.
Waze. I'm putting an address in while I'm driving. I'm a passenger. Shut up, Waze. Just let me do my shit.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah.
It's like at that point, it should be your own liability, though. It's like if I crash,
it's always your
I'm
liability. Retired. I'm just saying they made a culturally phenomenon game, whether we like it or not.
Thing to sign that I'm not going to read.
Exactly.
And I find that it's still very immensely popular with the way I play with gyms a lot. Now it's like gyms are my main thing. I have three set in gyms that have been there for weeks now because I set them up.
How many
really
gyms have you got in real life?
What do you mean? Oh, two. Once on each. So two times. Well, you bitch.
At least more than twice.
Look at that. Look at that belly. I just totally hit the makeup board.
That's a keg I'm working on there, buddy.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It's protecting the abs.
Nice. You're fat too. Yeah. Anyway, Pokemon Go, it got people out of trouble. I did lose a lot, but I'm getting it back because I just drive. I don't want to get out of the car now. It's cold as hell. But yeah, despite that, I still play it every day, and I think it's fun. I still talk to people, strangers on the street. It's still with it, you know, overall, like especially with malls or big areas where a lot of people mill around and a lot of Pokestops.
Little kids, you know.
Little kids and their parents. I talk to a lot of their parents a lot, and they're getting into it.
I would hope you talk to the parents.
Like, they're making
the
their own accounts, not just for the kids also.
Sure.
Like, it's interesting for, it's not just playing for the kids either.
Yeah.
Like, I found some of that too. We were looking for this Ammonite. This dad was really excited for this Ammonite that we were all looking for. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's cool to see. So I think, and you were saying before, when you first started, that you mean friends that you never met before or haven't seen them before in a long time.
Sure.
And I think all that adds to it. I think it's still there. Right. It has stale a little bit because obviously less people are playing and more time has passed. That's just anything in the world, right? We can't blame the game for that. But
right.
I think that in the way they're slowly but surely bringing in Gen 2 with Pichu, Igglybuff, and the other one. Togepi, is it?
Togepi.
And,
I have no clue. I just need pre-evolution.
You can get them in eggs now.
Yeah, it's just the egg ones.
Yeah. Anyway, the way they're introducing it, I think it is going to bring a second wave of generations, just like with the, you know, with the
cool.
new ones.
Hopefully.
And I think it's going to be fun. And second, I think next year is going to be way better for Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. Than it is this year.
See, I definitely had a lot of fun with the whole, like, hey.
You already had your piece.
Hey. Sorry. I definitely had a lot of fun with the whole, hey, do you guys, like, want to go hunting tonight? Or wherever the hell you just.
That's what we're doing after we record with these two here.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to join? Come.
I have real life things to do.
I know you.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I do. I have a son waiting for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, he's still awake.
1 a.m. Okay, fine. So that's my number 2, Pokemon Go on iOS and Android. Final ones, Greg. You're number 1. It better be worth it.
My number 1.
Yes, don't waste my time.
Too late.
Okay.
My number 1 is...
Tetris Remastered.
Yes. no, it's for PS4, and it's called World of Final Fantasy.
Whoa, yes, shocker. Yes, I'm sorry. I totally saw that coming when you said Final Fantasy 15 was...
All right, I'm leaving. Fuck this game.
It's the year of Final Fantasy.
The only reason he picked it is because they're all in chibi form. That's the only reason.
Are they really chibi?
They're adorable, but yes, besides that. It's basically... It's combining, like...
By this way, if I gave you a plush doll of one of them, how excited would you be?
Probably like a 17 out
Fuck
of 10.
Fuck you.
Out of 10?
And that's the reason.
You can't do that. It only goes to 10.
No, but it's great. Like, it's a really... by now, probably you realize that I have a thing for RPGs. But, like, it takes that...
No, I didn't get that out.
Really?
No. Never saw it coming?
Never.
It basically takes that, throws in, like, a whole Pokemon aspect to it, where you can capture, like, iconic creatures of... Final Fantasy.
Like Kokobos?
Like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Yeah, exactly. Like both of those. God damn it. No, but yeah, it's like you capture these creatures,
let's
you level them
up. Mind.
You basically make like two teams to fight with, and it was just a lot of fun.
The only important thing I want to know is can you climb on top of each other and fight people like that?
Yes.
That's all I needed to know.
I have no idea what he's
you're
talking
little
about.
Kids. You can climb on top of each other
you're
and fight
making
to make yourself as an adult and wear like, a trench coat and get some liquor. Is that how it works?
I mean, you still have basically. A baby-ass face. I don't see how that works for you.
I don't know. Use an adult voice?
I mean just your brother was tall as fuck when he was like 12. Doesn't mean he could go up buy beer and shit.
13.
Just like Sharpie on a mustache.
All right, then.
Yeah. Like people tattoo eyebrows.
You want to call my mustache? all right. So what kind of is RPG also?
Yes, it's an RPG,
but it's more kid friendly.
But it basically takes
is there a story.
There's a huge like nostalgia factor to it where it takes like important events from basically all the Final Fantasies, like locations, people, stuff like that. And
you can't have sequels with the word "final" in it. Do people not understand how titles work? Sorry, continue.
Basically,
it's like The Last Exorcism Part 2. What the fuck does that mean?
Take the concept of like Kingdom Hearts with like the different Disney worlds and apply that to like just Final Fantasy worlds, and then throw in a whole Pokemon capture them all.
How do you explain to somebody when you're using references that he doesn't guess? This makes no sense.
Well, he also plays like what, 2 games a year?
3.
I mean, I play more than Roth this year, so fuck him.
I have a life.
And a child.
Well, I don't
that's
have a child.
Part of my life.
That I know of. All right, cool.
That you know of.
Right, that you know of. Well, that's number 1. That's cool. You clearly are a...
Wait, what?
You want to suck the cock of Final Fantasy games.
Oh, definitely.
That's what your thing is. Your number 1 and 2 are basically cheats. I mean, they're not, but they feel like they are. It's not like my number 1 is, Far Cry Primal, the PC edition or something, you know, or whatever.
It's a different game.
I don't know what to say.
It's just a similar title.
I mean, it'd be like if you chose Primal and then like Far Cry 4.
I guess that would be it. That's still, yeah, it's not good. Although 4 never would have made this list. Ruff, your number one.
My number one is obviously a game that I fucking played and I'm still playing.
Can we just both talk about it? Because our number ones are together.
It's Overwatch.
It's Overwatch.
It's got to be Overwatch.
Yep.
So Blizzard making a...
I'm sorry that you hate life and soul, but right. Overwatch.
So Blizzard making a game making a first-person shooter for the first time and knocking out of the fucking park. I mean, everything about this game I love. Even when I get frustrated at the game, I love it.
Because usually the thing that makes you frustrated are the other people, not the game.
Yeah, yeah. And I know I'm good. So, yeah.
I mean, you're okay.
I'm better than you.
Well, damn. Yeah, but I don't play like 3 games a year, so you should be better than me, bitch.
How?
Slut.
Whatever.
Okay. Gosh. Yeah, Overwatch.
Gosh, come on.
Dude, Overwatch. It's my favorite, what do you call it? RPG? No, it's not RPG.
It's a first-person shooter.
For whatever the fuck they're called, the shooter type. Yeah, RPS? There you go. They fucking...
FPS.
First-person
RPS. RPS, sure. That one, too. It's my favorite of these kind of games, I think, of all time. And I know that there are...
there are many like
what's another big, another great contender would be like Halo, right?
Yeah, if that was relevant still, yeah.
I mean, when it was relevant, sure. I'm saying. And I know that game was probably bigger than Overwatch is now because it's harder to compete in today's gaming world than it was back then for Halo.
Sure.
Like, it's they had it easier.
Team Fortress, like, 3.
Or Team Fortress 3. I don't know what that is, but okay. And,
think Overwatch, what, 15 years ago?
Okay, fine.
10 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I believe you. I'm never going to play this game. I taste tested a lot of these games. I play a little bit of Destiny. I played a little bit of all these other games, and I kind of don't like them. I don't give a shit. I never cared about talking to the people. They're usually annoying. They're usually little rat kids with little rat fucking minds, and I hate talking to them.
You mean real people?
The real people.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The multiplayer aspect of it, and I hate it all. And I hate
this game is only multiplayer.
The stream. I know the streaming of having great internet all the time, and you know the problems that could happen if your internet is even slow.
Sure.
I just hated the whole idea of it. Never liked it. But this one actually makes me want to pursue it more because of the seamlessness and the action fun. It takes nothing seriously about it. Everything about it is supposed to be... It's like the Indiana Jones. It's like just pure adventure on it. And you just have fun on a level-per-level basis or a game.
Sure.
Match-per-match, that's what I meant to say.
See, what I like about this game
is their events are also pretty cool.
Right, exactly. What I like about this game is that, unlike Pokemon... Where they know how to put out updates, so.
Well, that's easier for a console.
No, not really.
I think so.
They deal with way more people than Pokemon did.
Well, I don't know about that.
Regardless,
for sure. But fuck you.
No. I just think you hit it on the nose. The fact that it's every game is different, right? No game is the same. Mm-hmm. You can have fun with any character. You can learn any character. There's a humongous variety of characters, and they all play differently. You can say, yeah, this
the variety alone.
This one is similar to this, yeah. But they're not the same, and they're different enough to make him a completely different character. And that's what's so cool about it is that
like you'd be a great sniper in other games, but you could only be maybe a good sniper with one of the snipers.
Right, exactly. And there's enough in this where everybody feels different. Even though some are really similar, and some feel like characters that are overpowered, but you know what? They're not. It's just that you don't know how to counter them, or you don't know how to play against them, or you just, you know, maybe don't know how that character works enough. So, like, it's little things that you have to know how to get better at to become better at this game. And I think what the game did great, which is, like, they made this whole competitive – they have this whole competitive season thing. Because that's what they did with Heroes of the Storm and a bunch of other games, or
right.
StarCraft also, where you just introduce this competitive scene where you actually can take it to the next level and not just play like everyone's fucking around, everyone's dicking around. That's what Quick Play's for, you know, or that's what other arcade modes that they have are for.
But the competitive that makes it a little more gravitas.
Right, the competitive scene makes it seem like, hey, listen, people are trying to take this seriously, right, or attempting to, and like let's actually try to go at it. And that's actually pretty cool.
And it invites a little more serious play, which makes like all the plays that you do and you guys do communally in a certain match,
right.
Like just seem cooler,
right,
because
exactly.
of the work
and
you're putting
into
actually
you to,
focusing.
It forces you to like at a higher level
just fucking around.
To communicate more.
Yeah.
So people actually have to talk, not just like give an emote of like hello,
right.
You know. Or
I've like quadrupled my friends list on the PS4 because of this game.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I think the game has done great, and they have done a good job of introducing new characters, rebuilding characters, reworking, should I say. And just also every holiday season or every season, they're making a new thing. They had the real games in the summer. They had Halloween themes going on. They have a Christmas thing going on right now. I mean, it's pretty... I really
love the Halloween stuff.
Right, it's cool. So there's a lot of cool stuff, and obviously because it's Blizzard, and the game only costs the one thing, and you never have to pay anything else.
Right, that's another great thing. Right. Unlike Battlefront, for example.
Right, there's maps, and or Call of Duty, you have to buy a map, you have to buy DLCs. That's not sure, 50,
none
60
of that,
bucks.
Really.
No, none of that shit. But if you want your character to look a little cooler, and you don't have that skin, you could buy it for real money. Or you could just wait to pull the thing or buy it with in-game currency.
But if you play any game long enough, you could get loot boxes. They're free.
Right, that's
you
the whole trick.
Them from earning.
Yeah, at least the transactions, like, it doesn't matter if you actually have them or not.
Yeah, there's no, like, because you paid us money, you're going to get a buff. You're going to be stronger than the other person.
Everyone's the same.
Exactly.
It's good.
It's all skill level.
It's all good. Even though I want that Tracer costume so bad, I'll learn it later.
Right.
Or if not, that's fine. Tracer's still as badass or not as badass as it was.
Exactly.
Before.
Yeah.
Which is my number one character.
I mean, I play this game
on
and off.
Who's your number one, Ruff?
Who's my number one?
Character.
I can't tell you.
Mine's obviously Tracer.
Right. I don't know. I would have told
you. Your favorite
you,
to play, then? Your favorite to play?
I play a lot.
Fuck you. Just give me a name.
It's me.
No, it's not me.
I mean, for me, if it's not Tracer, it's D.Va also.
It's got to be D.Va. It's got to be D.Va, yeah.
I mean, close second is D.Va for me.
No, close second for me is Zenyatta. And it's a character.
Zenyatta's rising up there, too.
Well, became a character that I didn't like at first, and
me
now
too.
I'm loving the person.
No, me too, yeah.
But I have D.Va, Zenyatta. I would go Mei after that. And then I would go Reaper. Like, you know, and it's a little bit of everything. And yeah. I know everything.
No, but I know it's not a simple answer, but
sure.
I'm forcing you. So that's Overwatch. Anything else you want to say on it?
If you want to play with me, go ahead. But you got to be Diamond. If not, I don't play with you. JK.
I'm like one bronze.
Do you play it at all?
Yeah.
He's like level 6, so he can't even play comp.
Jesus. I just bought it last week.
Play with me, goddamn.
Well,
I know you're up.
What's cool is that I get to play with him, and I'm like, oh, I get to pick up my shitty characters and just start learning again.
Right, yeah. I can play Winston now.
Right.
For example, I hate Winston. Anyway. That's Overwatch. That's our top 5 games of 2016. Let's get into honorable mentions. Do you have any, Greg?
Oof. For me, it would probably be Overwatch. The only reason it doesn't make my list.
Because you just bought the game?
Well, no. I've played it. Like, I did the beta, and then I played with Roth, like, taking a controller from him and whatnot.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Like, it's... I don't like people.
Dude, I'm the same way before this
so
game.
So, it's like... It's this is a game,
as you say, in a group full of people.
Yes, right. This is a game that like you can't do everything by yourself.
Yeah.
And if people suck, it's really really annoying.
Yeah, you learn it's a team immediately. Like
right,
one person can do a lot, but one person can't do everything.
Exactly. Like there, right. You can't be the hero. Like you can't necessarily carry everyone. Like if they suck, you're gonna lose. And like to me, that's just like really frustrating. Being stuck with like,
but I think it happens just as much as teams that are to cooperate with each other.
True.
So.
Like yeah, if you get the element of people that like cooperate really well,
and
it's
also
awesome.
You know when the other team has an uncooperating team, that's a great feeling for you. You know, just as much as it is for
them
when you suck, right? Yeah, I mean,
true.
That's the saying.
Those but like yeah, since again I hate people. Like the reason I'm not playing it as much as like say Roth is because I typically wait till you guys or him or Matt are like online to actually play because I don't want to deal with just randoms and solo queue.
Right.
Word.
I hear you. That's what else do you have on honorable mentions? If you have any.
There's a game that I picked up recently. It's called Overcooked. I believe it's for PS4. I don't know if it's for anything else. But basically, it's like a couch co-op thing where the world ends and you have to feed like this giant meatball creature or something.
What?
It's weird. But like basically, it's just a four-person co-op type thing to where you have to like make dishes.
You're a cook. Why are you playing cooking games?
It's just hilarious. Like even
it's
if you
same reason
nothing
he played
with
cooking
that.
Mom.
Okay.
Oh God, cooking mom. But basically, like, yeah, tickets come in and tell you, like, for example, okay, like this person wants a soup made of like 3 onions. So you have one like, and the stage is or the kitchen is just set up completely screwy. So you could have like one person basically grabbing you the onions, another person just cuts it up, third person like cooks it, and then the fourth person, like, delivers it to, like, the takeout window.
Okay.
And if you don't have, like, an order to it, it just turns to shit, and, like, tickets expire, and it's just, like, really fun and hectic, and, like, even if you don't care about food at all, like, it's just fun to play around with people and be, yell at the one person that's, like, garbage, well, sucking really bad.
Okay.
You hold the team down.
What's it called? Overcooked?
Overcooked.
Got it. Ralph, you have any honorable mentions?
Titanfall 2.
Right. Didn't play
it. It was a good campaign. I really liked the story. I just feel like there's not enough differences in the multiplayer also. And the campaign was kind of short. Other than that, it was okay. What else did I play? I played something else, but I forgot. Nothing really. I didn't play much games.
Well, I write some titles here, so maybe you'll.
I have a lot of missed opportunities.
We'll get to that in a bit. Galaxy, I really liked. I know it's kind of hard to play, and it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to play enough of it.
Was that this year?
Yeah, it was earlier this year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also played. Uncharted 4 was my short list. I almost made it, but did not. Republic with a Q-E-U-E at the end, which is one of those...
Republic?
It came out for the phone first, or the iOS, and then it got all of five chapters of the game came out for the PS4, and I bought it, blind bought it, and it was a really fun story. The Walking Dead, the Michonne stories, I liked it. It was just too short for me, and after playing the other two Walking Dead games, I kind of felt sick of it. Like, it wasn't as cool, right, anymore. Mm-hmm. Even though playing as Michonne is cool with the sword. But not as cool to make it the top list. Firewatch, my short list. Mario Run, which is kind of a new game. I'm liking it so far, but it's kind of still new. So, not enough to make it here. I do have one more. Gravity Rush Remastered. Now, it's funny because this game I did play not even halfway through. And I stopped playing a long time ago. And I've, you know... So on the PS Vita when it first came out,
well,
but sometime after.
It was a launch game, wasn't it?
But it was re-released for the PS4. I'm like, oh, this is my time to actually play the full game again. So I played it again, and it's still pretty awesome, and it was on my number 6, basically. I wish it would have... If we made a top 10, that would have been more up there for sure. So those are my honorable mentions. Games we missed that we wanted to play.
Even though everybody hated it, for me it was No Man's Sky.
Me too, that's one of them.
That Dragon Cancer, I really wanted to play. Oh. Luke talked about it earlier in the year.
Yes, he did.
It's about the guy. It's actually just a story-driven thing, narrative.
Yeah, but he talked about it on the other podcast.
He did. That's right. And where it's basically this guy, his parents, whatever, their kid gets cancer, and it's them going through it.
Yeah,
and it's literally the whole thing. And
basically, it breaks your heart.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Witness, totally fucked, missed out.
Oh,
on that
yeah.
And I love puzzle games, so that's the same guy who did what's that fucking game that everyone.
The Prosecutor.
Sometimes I want to kill you.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
No, I forgot the game that he did. Everybody was fucking all over his dick about. Just can't remember. Oh, well. Rise of the Tomb Raider. Missed out for PS4 because I don't own an Xbox One. Digimon Cyber Sleuth that Greg played. Inside. Same guys who did Limbo.
Outside. Oh.
So, nope. Got you before you could say it. And Street Fighter V. Totally missed out on that.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. That was this year.
Yeah.
Like, early this year, right?
Yeah, it's a PS4 exclusive.
Oh, really? I never played it. None of us played it.
No.
I'm really bad with fighting games. I can't play them because
I
get too competitive.
I love watching people play it, but I can't play it because I just not good at it.
I'm going to be pissed. Like, at some point.
I'm just not good enough.
Yeah, I'm not good enough either. Right. Yeah,
I just know it.
It's a style of gaming that
I get to the
good.
Point where I'm just going to fucking mash the buttons. And then everyone's just like, haha, it's all skill. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, I know. So games that I missed out that I wish I played was Homefront Revolution, which I own. Still my backlog. Mirror's Edge, the Catalyst game. Haven't even looked at it. the Telltale Batman series. I like Telltale games 9 times out of 10. And I didn't even get a chance to touch this one either. No Man's Sky, we said. Watch Dogs 2, which I hear was way better than the first one. I heard.
Supposedly.
It's like saying a better Assassin's Creed. I still won't play it.
I mean, Bad Boys 2 is way better than Bad Boys 1. They're not both great movies, but I still like Bad Boys 2. Anyway, whatever. Dishonored 2, I heard was really good.
Never played 1.
Titanfall 2. A lot of 2s going on here. Titanfall 2, I wanted to play. I will play it, Ralph, when you're done. The Last Guardian. Anybody want
to play? Last Guardian? I totally forgot about that. Yeah, Last Guardian. I wanted to play it. Yeah.
Mafia 3, even though I haven't played any of them, but I heard 3 was
good. I'm good.
All right. Unravel, which I own. I haven't played it. Which is one
two
of the
games you own you haven't played.
No, 3. Mirror's Edge also.
Oh, 3.
I own. Hitman. I heard that the latest Hitman was actually really badass.
Yeah, I'm done with Hitman.
No, but I heard it was really badass.
Nope, give it a go a while ago.
I'm just saying. So?
Me and Hitman are done. Mean...
Give it a second chance.
Nope. All right. I gave it a second chance.
And the last one I have here that I only played like 10 minutes of was Pocket Mortys.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Which is fun. So but I just never got the rhythm to go back into it every day and play it.
See, it's fun, but for 12 minutes, so you're...
Oh, like right I fucked up. You have any you missed on that you want to play?
There's a couple. I Am Setsuna is one. Like, came out early in the year.
Where my head?
Yeah, it's another RPG.
Get ready to just hear your RPG games.
All right, what's the... what's the name?
I'll tell you the difference between JRPG and none.
God, it's not all...
Quick side note, they're all JRPGs.
Okay.
What is it? Pokemon Sun and Moon. I definitely want to get into.
It's the same fucking game.
Sun and or Moon.
And or.
Damn, I don't even remember. Street Fighter V I would want to play.
I think it's V. Street Fighter V, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like Rocky V. Yeah.
Like Rocky V.
Like, true.
Or like Rocky...
Or like Rocky Needs an IV.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, God. What else was there?
It's Rocky 4.
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter.
Star Ocean.
Oh, yeah, Star Ocean. Totally forgot.
Star Ocean.
JRPG.
Star Ocean, of course.
Okay, it just sounds like a JRPG. I'm sorry.
It just sounds like you're making games up now.
I'm literally just creating.
It's like they looked at the sky.
Games that sucked. Okay, the last one. Games that sucked. We didn't play that many games.
Mighty Number 9. That's the number one game that sucked.
Okay, yes. Apparently everyone hates it, even though I still want to play it.
Because you see those amazing cuts, and you're like, that game's going to look... That's what my game's going to look like. And you're like, no. No, it's not. It's going to look this shitty other game.
It's like me blaming Pokemon advertising. They made this sound. They made that look
badass. And it's going to play like the old fucking Mega Man game that you played 20 years ago, only instead of actually making hard levels, it's just making fucking shitty enemies. That's it.
It's not even the enemies. It's the stages themselves. Like,
so stupid.
It's...
I'm surprised you've played more than I thought you were going to play. I'm really surprised how far you got.
What, Mighty Number 9?
Yeah.
I paid for it, like, what, 3 years ago? Like, I backed it and everything. There was no way that I wasn't going to beat it, like, just for that sake.
Man. My only one that I have here is Tabletop Racing. Didn't really get into that very much. It was a fun idea, but it was, like, nothing beyond the concept for me. It's, like, too easy, honestly. I didn't care for it. So I stopped playing that game. It was one of those free ones. But it did come out, technically, this year for the PS4.
Sure.
And that's what I played it on. Do I have to do anything else other than Mighty Number?
No, Mighty Number sucked balls.
Mighty Number sucked balls. Got it. I think that's it, right? That's it for our show. Thank you for listening to the top 5 games of the year so far, of the year ever. Sorry, year. 2016. Sorry, fuck.
What's so far?
We're recording this way before it comes out, so I don't know where we are right now in time. You have been listening to another motherfucking movie podcast.
You can Google that and you'll find it.
Otherpodcast.com for all that shit that you want. I'm going to skip a lot of this now.
Clearly.
You can follow me at Armin Filmmaker for my film watching habits. That's Filmmaker with A-R-M-E-N, Ralph.
You can still follow me at Gamer Ralph with 2 R's and an F.
Yeah. Greg, do you have something like that too, sure?
Nope, I'm a hermit.
He doesn't know what Twitter is. That's okay.
Clearly.
What the hell is a Twitter?
It twits.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Stay tuned for us next week. This is a great January month of top 10 best of lists. So next week is our top 10 TV shows of 2016. And we're bringing in hopefully 2, if not definitely 1, special guest for that one. And someone who's watched different kinds of TV that, Ralph, you and I haven't seen. And
like...
If we can, we would get maybe Luke, but I doubt it. He hasn't seen that many shows. Yeah. But he will be here. Luke will be available for the top 10 movies.
I have a lot of missed opportunities on TV.
Me too.
Like,
I'll send you that list,
like,
by the way.
Like everything on CISO, for example.
On what?
Exactly.
All right, then. Until then, my loyal cinephiles and gamophiles. What's a gamophile? What's a cinephile version word for games? Just gamers?
Exactly.
God, well, how boring you guys are.
Sorry that you need a special word.
I do want a special word.
A special word to feel valid.
Anyway, game. Whatever. Fuck. See you later.
Mr. Daniel? I'm finished.
Anything you want to say to your future selves?
Wait, what?
Because this comes out in a month.
I'm not going to listen to this. What the fuck's wrong with
you? Well, then, fuck myself then.
Well, there you go.
I'm in it. Why would I listen to it?
All right, fine. Jesus, can't talk to anyone. You have been listening to the... Oh, my God, really? I almost said it.
Yes.
I hate you.
That's my whole year I've been doing this. I try to catch him on him fucking up.
Oh, it's because I'm talking about the whole year, so he's bringing me back to the old show.